In Canberra yesterday, returning parliamentarians were greeted by a choral plea from an exuberant choir of young Indigenous women. Their song, Dream Baby Dream, is a musical contribution to the campaign for a treaty and an Indigenous voice in Parliament. An imaginative variation on campaigning techniques, members of the public were invited to record themselves singing lines from the song, and these recordings were then incorporated into the final mix of the track. Rob Hosborne has the story.
Was Indigenous youth choir Spinifex Gum and the Malia choir performing in the Marble Hall at Parliament House yesterday as parliamentarians in both houses returned to Canberra from the winter break. The song, Dream Baby Dream, is a plea for a treaty and for an Indigenous voice to be enshrined in the Constitution. Vinyl copies of the song were presented to Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Ken Wyatt, and Labor Senator Patrick Dodson. The song is also the culmination of a novel method of online campaigning. Thomas Mayer is a prominent advocate for the Uluru Statement from the Heart and participated in the online process that contributed to the final recording. Here he is explaining how this aspect of the campaign was organised.
It was organised by Felix of Cat Empire, and basically it's a matter of putting everybody's voices together. I mean, it's using new technology in a way that, does a petition that's different and inspiring. So I had a go, and I'm not a very good singer, but that doesn't matter when your voice is joined up to 11,000 at the moment it is. So yesterday they presented a vinyl record of all of those voices singing together with Spinifex Gum and the Malia Choir.
Thomas Mayer says that the collaboration that was a feature of the Dream Baby Dream campaign reflects the process that produced the Uluru Statement from the Heart, which involved 12 regional consultative meetings around Australia. The recording follows the release of Spinifex Gum's first album, a collaborative exercise facilitated by Felix Reibel from Cat Empire. Here he is describing the approach they adopted.
We really wanted to invert what a choir traditionally does. We wanted to make a choir sound like a lead, tough pop vocal, but still sound lush and beautiful at the same time.
This version of Dream Baby Dream, originally a Bruce Springsteen song, contains verses translated into Indigenous language. This is another important element in the choral compositions. Here's a member of the choir explaining what she enjoys most about the project.
Language songs. I really like the language songs, especially the language songs where there's dance involved.
16-year-old Indigenous South Sea woman and choir member Grace Miller said at Parliament yesterday that it was overwhelming knowing that so many people support the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and this was cause for optimism. I asked Thomas Mayer what impact he hopes the Canberra performance and the online participation will have.
Well, I'd just like to see many, many more voices join ours so that the government changes their point of view and more vigorously pursues a constitutionally enshrined First Nations voice. At the moment, they're trying to separate constitutional recognition from the voice, but constitutional recognition that is less than a voice to Parliament is not accepted by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. That has been our response a number of times now. It must be substantive reform.
Here's the rousing conclusion to the choir's impassioned performance in Parliament yesterday.